Mix 104.9.
Welcome back to Madison High School and the Area High School Game of the Week. I'm Ken Hansen along with Michael Deeker. Michael, this should be just a good hard-fought game, and it has been the last several years.
Yeah, the last several years you mentioned, Ken, well, it doesn't matter who's on the sideline for both of these teams. It seems like these teams have matched up very well over the last few years in February. But, you know, with both of these teams getting kind of their spark, yeah. Really. You know, you look at Madison when Jenna Thompson came back right before the Lion Kennedy League tournament. You know, they had a really close loss to Burlingame, mm-hmm. which was their last loss in the quarterfinals when they, you know, beat Hartford and Waverly to take fifth place. And then have just really had some high-quality victories, as Coach Brett Daniels talked about, against Crest, who is the 3 seed right now in this Madison sub-state.
Yep.
And then a big win over Mission Valley that was runner-up in the Flint Hills League. So I think that was a really big confidence boost. But, yeah, Jenna Thompson played really good. But, yeah, as Brett Daniels mentioned, Sadie Albert scored 28 points against the victory in Uniontown. Yeah. Like, these other kids that, you know, really hadn't been shining through. It was, you know, when we last saw the Bulldogs in the Lion Kennedy League tournament and in January, it was basically, hey, give it to Kaylin Luthi and let her try to create. But it looks like they've become more balanced, you know, as this season has progressed. Now, on the other side with Clayton Happy and the Chase County Lady Bulldogs, you know, you mentioned, you know, Lene Reigns, unfortunately, out tonight with illness. So that was a big spark for them in the game against Waverly and kind of has sparked their run as well. But obviously, whenever you have an All-State player in Madeline Wilson coming back, she really is the equalizer there. Not necessarily on offense, but also on defense, where they can just basically sit back in a 2-3 zone and just say, all right, you're going to have to knock down shots if you're going to beat us.
Yeah, and one of the things, too, that, though, that Madeline also brings is she handles the ball so well. If Madison's going to put pressure on them, guess what? They're going to give her the ball.
Yeah.
She's a 6'2 point guard in some cases.
And we will see that certainly tonight without Lene Reigns. Yep. Being available, so I would expect that Madeline Wilson might be the one that brings the ball up the court.
Yeah.
You know, and kind of sets up, and then once she dishes it, then either goes to the elbow and then give her a shot at the elbow. If not, nothing there, then she'll, you know, head down to the block. But she's deadly from anywhere on the court, Ken.
She can shoot the three. She may be the one of the five best players overall in this area.
Yeah.
And it's a complete game. It's not just sitting inside at 6'2", scoring inside. It's a complete game.
You know, and looking at Ava, the younger sister, she's had a great couple of games, too, to where she's been knocking down some shots. And, you know, when you got Maggie Peters inside, Natalie Neff coming off the bench, knocking down shots, it's just a well-rounded effort for Clayton and Sammy Joe over the last few games.
That it is. And we'll be back with more after this two-minute timeout on Mix 104.9 FM.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by USD 243 Lebo Waverly, committed to excellence in and out of the classroom. They're here for you. Nextech Wireless, proud to invest in Kansas communities. Stop in your local Nextech Wireless to see what they can do to support all your wireless needs. Nextech Wireless, working for Kansas because they are Kansas. And Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, servicing Emporia and surrounding communities for generations.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. Jam Smucker's Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made at Emporia by our friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. Citizen State Bank, take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. And by Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by Network Computer Solutions, empowering your IT success since 1996. Visit onncs.com to learn more. By Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger, it's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. And by Annette Taylor at Salon Mirage. From cuts and perms to manicures and massages, contact Annette for an appointment by calling or texting 620-344-4197.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Perriott, your local Farm Bureau agent. He gets you the right coverage at the right time. Perriott Farm Bureau at 2606 West 12th in Emporia. TWS Inc. Dumpster Rental. Need it hauled off? Get yourself a roll-off. By USD 252 Southern Lyon County, Opie Hartford and Neosho Rapids, prideful schools and communities. And by Clark Carpet and Tile, where quality makes a difference.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by Melissa Herdman. Kirk and Cobb Realtors wishing all the athletes good luck. Happy to help with any real estate needs. Radcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. And Moon Tile and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck.
Welcome back to Madison High School and the Area High School Game of the Week. I'm Ken Hansen along with Michael Deaker, and let's give you a rundown of the starting lineups for tonight's game, brought to you by Heartland Office Systems, serving Emporia and surrounding areas with state-of-the-art copier and printer equipment and service you can count on. Heartland Office Systems wishes all area athletes the best of luck in all of their endeavors. And for Chase County in their road black with red numbers and red and white stripes, they will go with Lexi Price, a sophomore, Dakota Phillips, a sophomore, Maggie Peters, a junior, Ava Wilson, a sophomore, and Madeline Wilson, a senior. Head coach is Clayton Happy. He's assisted by Sammy Joe Happy. And for the Madison Bulldogs, in wearing white jerseys, home white with pink numbers and pink letters and pink stripes, as this is breast cancer awareness here at Madison. And they have Kaylin Luthy, a senior. Sadie Albert, a senior. It's also senior night, so all the seniors will be starting. Camden White, a senior. Jenna Thompson, the lone junior, and Bailey Benjamin, a senior. Head coach is Brett Daniels and assisted by Macy Redeker. And before we get started here, we want to send out all of our best wishes and condolences to all those folks who are getting fires out in central and western Kansas. We know it's a rough night for you guys, but we want you to know that you guys are in our prayers. And hope everybody that fights them stays safe. We'll be back after this timeout on Mix 104.9 FM.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. By Miller Granite Memorials, providing memorials of distinctive design, including granite, bronze, and marble. Check out one of their locations in Emporia, Lebo, Iola, Ottawa, or east of Marysville, Kansas. And by USD 386 Madison Virgil. Good luck to the Madison basketball teams this season. Go Dogs!
Area High School Basketball brought to you by the City of Cottonwood Falls. A proud supporter of Chase County student athletes and coaches and commends them for their hard work on and off the court. Let's go Bulldogs! Brown Bennett Alexander Funeral Home, serving families of the Flint Hills, wishing the Bulldogs team success this season. Nate and Gwen Rundy owners, and Chase County USD 284, supporting their students in academics and athletics. Join them on a journey to success.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by ESP Insurance and Financial Services. Changing jobs, retiring, growing your family, change your marital status, these are all things that can affect your overall financial health. Let ESP Insurance and Financial Services help you explore your options. Call 340-9921. The Chase County Recreation Commission, proud to support the youth of the Chase County communities, go Bulldogs. And by the Chase County Chamber of Commerce, proudly supporting Chase County Bulldog Basketball. As their teams prepare to hit the court, they extend their best wishes for a successful season. The entire county is proud to stand behind you. Kenny Proud, go Bulldogs.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by Clark Farm and Home under the new ownership of Cade and Haley Gibb. Continuing to be your hometown hardware store in Strong City, serving the area since 1946. Harshman Construction, they have several rock quarries in the area to meet your rock needs and are available to haul larger quantities of rock. Call the office at 620-274-4377. And by Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Call Henry for all of your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340. Go Dogs!
As we're back here, I'm Ken Hansen along with Michael Deeker, set to bring you tonight's action. And it is senior night here, and so they're going to introduce the starters for Madison, and they're going to go out through a tunnel with their parents. That's kind of cool. Michael, that's a nice thing to do.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. That's a good addition there.
Yeah.
For Chase County, a sophomore, number four, and Dakota Phillips.
Yeah, as we get set for this ball game, what's your keys for tonight?
Well, obviously, Madison has to get, I think, Kaylin Luthy, Sadie Albert, Kenan Thompson. Those kind of three leaders going for them. Obviously, you've even seen Molly Daniels leading the team in scoring as well in this little stretch here. Mm-hmm. But got to get them going down low, and they're going to have to be strong inside.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something where Madison has really done a good job, is getting good looks inside, and that's going to have to happen tonight.
Yes.
If you're Chase County, adapt.
Uh-huh.
Without having Lynae Raines, that might limit them a little bit defensively.
Yeah.
But as long as they've got Madeline Wilson able to bring the ball up the court and getting there, she got into foul trouble there late against Waverly. That's something that Chase County cannot have. But Wilson down low, she must catch the ball, either the elbow or the block, every single possession.
Yes. All right, we are set for tonight's action. By the way, on Friday night, we'll be with the Madison Bulldogs up at Linden when they take on the Linden Tigers.
Yeah, Linden and Waverly tonight.
And that game will be on Country 101.7 FM.
Yeah, sorry, folks. I didn't quite check the schedule before doing our pregame interviews and had some verbiage that we were still on the Country 101.7 FM, but... Kansas State on the road down in Baylor.
Yeah. What a time for them to go to Baylor.
And what a change. There a couple years ago, me and the kids, Cassie went up and saw Jerome Tang in his first year against Baylor at Bramlage.
Yeah.
None other than Henry Ott found a ticket on StubHub the same day right next to us. What were the odds? But it was such a high energy what future success Kansas State was going to have, and what a difference 3 years makes.
Yes, it is. Yes, it does. Chase County's got the ball. They're going left to right across the radio dial. They try to get it in underneath to Maggie Peters, and they throw the ball away.
Good job there by Madison to front the defense. He'd be fronting Peters defensively, taking away that passing lane.
Luby with it up top. She dribbles over the right side, gives it off. They dribble it in. Left side it goes to Albert. Albert gives the ball off to Camden White. Camden White takes it to the basket. Layup no good. Rebound pulled down by Jenna Thompson. She kicks it back out, and they swing it left side to Bailey Benjamin. Benjamin, free throw line, picks up her dribble. Dishes it right side down in the corner. It goes to Jenna Thompson for three. No good. Rebounded by Ava Wilson for Chase County. Ava gets it across the timeline. Now goes the left side to Phillips. Phillips gives it up to Madeline Wilson. Swings it right side to Ava Wilson. Ava now goes off the screen, now gets it into the paint, turns around, has the ball stripped as she's going up for the shot. Looks like that's going to be the first foul of the game. It's going to go on Kaylin Luthy. And they're going to say it wasn't during the shot. Inbounds pass comes in. They're going to get a 5 second call on Chase County.
That might have been a quick five. Sometimes that ball does not lie.
Yes.
Brett Daniels thought Kaylin Luthy was straight up and down on that previous foul call.
Yeah. So Luthy now gets it across the timeline, left side to Thompson. Thompson gets it back up top. They swing it right side down to Luthy. Luthy looking, gets it left side. Sadie Albert to the free throw line. Now down on the right baseline, the Camden White shots up, no good. Rebound's going along. It's going to be out of bounds off of a hustling Bailey Benjamin.
It did everything she could to collect that offensive rebound, but just ran out of real estate.
Yep, she ran out of real estate and almost ran into Coach Happy. So here comes Chase County with it. Ava Wilson gets it right side, gives it back up to Madeline. Down, Madeline fires it underneath the Maggie Peters. High and outside, is what you might say that on a baseball terms.
Had some zip to it, but that's a turnover in every possession that Chase County has had it. So three turnovers in 90 seconds.
The ball goes to the right side in to Albert. Albert gets it back out. Now they give it to Camden White. White gets it inside to Benjamin. Benjamin kicks out Jenna Thompson for three. No good. Rebounded by Chase County. Neither team off to a flying start here on the offensive end.
No, but Madison has put up some good shots. They're just unable to knock them down.
Ava Wilson gets it up to Madeline Wilson. Madeline spin move. Gets it. This is the right side to Phillips. Phillips gets it back over to Ava Wilson. Ava drives in, jump stop, loses the ball, and gets it back and gets a shot off, but she's going to be fouled. That'll be number two on Kaylin Luthy. Ooh.
Big foul on right the floor. I thought it was a shooting foul.
Mm-hmm. So neither coach happy with that.
No.
Ball comes inbounds underneath Madeline Wilson. Gets a shot off. No good. Rebound by loose ball. It's going to be a tie-up. And we'll go over to Madison.
But if you're Chase County, Brett Daniels leaving Luthy out there, I think you continue to go at her until she's subbed out.
So Luthy gets it across the timeline. Ball goes to the right side. Now they get down in the corner to Thompson. Thompson gets it back up to Albert. Albert on the right wing. Dribbles into the paint. Now this is back out to Thompson. Thompson picks up her dribble. Gives the ball to Kaitlin Luthy underneath. Kaitlin Luthy's shot is up and good. Kaitlin Luthy with the first 2 points of the night. It's a 2-0 lead for Chase for Madison. 5:14 to go here in the first quarter. Ava Wilson with the left side. Gets it in underneath the Madeline Wilson. Gets it to Maggie Peters cutting. Now they dish it outside to Dakota Phillips. Phillips gives it left side to Peters. Price. Price gives it back up to Madeline Wilson. Left side to Price. Price gives it back up. Three-pointer by Dakota Phillips is up. No good. Rebound pulled down by Ava Wilson. Layup no good. Rebound comes down into the hands of Jenna Thompson, and there's going to be a foul called. Foul is going to be on Ava Wilson. Her first. Luthy gets it across the timeline. Luthy dishes the right side. Now they get it back up to Bailey Benjamin on the right wing. Now back up to Luthy. Luthy being guarded out there by Ava Wilson. Drives into the right side. Now dishes it off. Now they get it in underneath to Bailey Benjamin. His shot's up no good, but she's fouled. Foul is going to be on Maggie Peters, her first.
Well, Madison is being awfully aggressive on the offensive side of things. Has not seen the points come their way because of it, but they are playing with some confidence at least here in the first 4 minutes.
Benjamin's free throw is up and good. Extends the lead to 3-0. Second free throw is up and no good. Rebound goes to Madeline Wilson for Chase County. Natalie Neff has checked in the game for Chase County. The ball goes to the right side. Ava Wilson back up to Madeline. Dishes it left side to Dakota Phillips, and she's going to get 3 seconds in the lane on Maggie Peters. And Molly Daniels now in the game for Madison, replacing Bailey Benjamin. Daniels, the daughter of head coach Brett Daniels. For a freshman, she's seeing a lot of varsity time, isn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah, absolutely.
Albert gives the ball left side to Camden White. Camden White drives in the paint. 10-footer is up. Good, and a foul. Camden White with her first two of the night. She's at the free throw line for an old-fashioned three-pointer. Free throw is up, and it is no good. Rebound comes long. Masson with it. They get the ball to Luthy. Luthy drives in. Now 10-footers up, no good. Rebounded by Maggie Peters. Peters gives it off to Ava Wilson. Ava gets the ball to the right side to Neff. Neff gives it back up. Now they swing it left side to Price. I mean, Phillips has it. Phillips gives it up to Neff. Jumper's up, no good. Rebound to Madison. Kaylin Luthy with it. Luthy gets across the timeline. Picks up her dribble, gives the right side to Daniels. Daniels gets it back up to Camden White. Camden White, spin move, gets in the paint. Dishes it left side to Luthy. Luthy, free throw line. Now this goes to the right side. Shots up, no good. Rebounded by Maggie Peters. She gets the ball off to Ava Wilson for Chase County. Wilson across the timeline. Jumper is up, no good. Rebounded by Madison. Here they come with it. Kaylin Luthy. 2:40 to go here in the first quarter. Madison leading 5-0. And they have the basketball.
Chase County 0 for 6 with 4 turnovers.
They get the ball inside. Luthy does. Dishes the right side to Albert. Albert drives baseline. Gets a shot off. No good. Rebounded by Maggie Peters. That time she got inside with the big three and the three didn't move.
And then she wasn't too confident. Really strong with the ball going against Wilson.
Neff gives it up to Phillips. Phillips goes to the left side. They get it inside to Madeline Wilson. Layup good. Madeline Wilson with the first 2 points for Chase County.
It's the first time Chase County has ran that, to where Wilson has cut from the elbow to the block, hit her in stride, and she went to work.
And now a steal by Natalie Neff. Neff gives it up to Ava Wilson. Wait, Ava goes off a screen. Now gives it back up to Neff. Neff goes the right side to Phillips. Phillips gets it in underneath to Maggie Peters. Layup good. That was a nice pass that time, Michael, in to Peters.
Yeah, Madison did everything they needed to besides help defense. There was a heck of a front on the defensive side, but good job on the entry pass to float it over the top.
5-4, Madison with the lead in the basketball. 1:15 to go here in the quarter. They get the ball left side to Camden White. Camden goes around, going to go out of bounds. Turnover that time. Now checking in the game, Riley Darborough for Madison, replacing Jenna Thompson. Ava Wilson gets it across the timeline. Now this is the ball left side to Peter. To Price. No, excuse me, Neff. Now it goes right side to Phillips. Phillips gives it back up to Peters. Peters goes to the left side to Neff. Now Neff's going to shoot a three, and it's no good. Rebounded to Madison. She's like, if you're not going to guard me.
Yeah, both teams kind of looked out of sorts that time down.
Yeah, layup is up and good by Sadie Elmer. All four of the Madison seniors have scored here in the first quarter on senior night. They lead 7-4, 25 seconds to go. Ball gets lobbed in to Madeline Wilson. Layup good. Dakota Phillips is really good on those entrance passes.
Extremely well.
Now the ball goes right side. Daniels, jumper's up, no good. Rebounded by Chase County. Neff with it. Gives it up to Ava Wilson. Ava gets across the timeline. Over to Phillips for three. No good. And that does it for the first quarter. And at the end of one, it is Madison 7, Chase County 6. We'll be back with the second quarter following this one-minute timeout on Mix 104.9.
School basketball brought to you by Clark Farm and Home under the new ownership of Cade and Haley Gibb. Continuing to be your hometown hardware store in Strong City, serving the area since 1946. Harshman Construction. They have several rock quarries in the area to meet your rock needs and are available to haul larger quantities of rock. Call the office at 620-274-4377. And by Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Call Henry for all of your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340. Go Dogs!
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Grimmett Concrete. They do commercial, flat work, or residential pours. Call Jeff at 620-340-3434 and let the experts at Grimmett Concrete assist you. Shankey Well Service, serving the oil field industry for well over 50 years. Proud to support the Madison Bulldogs and the City of Madison. Proud of their schools and their students. The City of Madison appreciates the efforts of their students, athletes, and coaches, both on the court and in the classroom.
Back here at Madison High School, the Area High School Game of the Week. I'm Ken Hansel along with Michael Deeker. 7-6, Madison with the lead, but Chase County has the ball starting off the second quarter. They get the ball in to Ava Wilson. Ava goes to the right side to Phillips. Phillips gives it back up to Price. Peters. Peters goes left side to Neff. Neff gets it up to Phillips. Phillips goes off the screen and picks up the dribble. Gives it up. Now they go the ball right side to Phillips. Phillips gets it back up to Ava Wilson. Wilson gets the ball over to Phillips on the right side. Back up to Wilson. Now they get the ball left side to Natalie Neff. Natalie Neff launches a three, and it's no good. Rebound to Madison. Grace Welsh is now in the game for the Chase County Lady Bulldogs. Ball goes to the right side to Daniels. Daniels comes up and has the ball knocked away by Natalie Neff, and that'll be her first foul. First foul on Chase County this quarter. Ball goes to the right side to Caitlin Luthy. Gets it in. We're going to get a foul called. I think they're going to get Dakota Phillips for hitting Darbro in the head. Yep. Saw the referee going like he slapped her in the side of the head.
Mm-hmm. But for as slow as Chase County started that first quarter, they really finished strong, making their last three shots.
And now Sadie Albert gets the ball inside, and she's going to be fouled by Madeline Wilson. And that was a good call.
Mm-hmm.
Madeline had her arms stretched forward instead of up.
Yeah, exactly.
So Sadie Albert at the free throw line. Free throws up and good. Sadie now with 3 points. Second free throw is up and good. She's got 4. Extends the lead now to 9-6. Chase County, though, with the basketball. Price gets it across the timeline, picks up the dribble, gives the left side to Madeline Wilson. Madeline gives the right side to Price. Price gets it in underneath to Ava Wilson, who shots up no good. Rebound out of bounds off of Madison. Now screen set up on the inbounds pass, but they get Price open in the corner for three. No good. Rebounded by Natalie Neff. Put back up. No good. Rebounded again by Neff. And she's going to be fouled from behind. That foul is on Riley Darbro, her first. And the inbounds pass comes in. They get left side. Lexi Price for three. It's going to be short. Rebound tipped it back in by Natalie Neff. But in the hands of Darbro for Madison. They get the ball to Caitlin Luthy across the timeline. Gets the ball left side to Daniels. Daniels back in the corner. Now they get it. Right side it goes. Now back over left side. They get it in underneath the Darbro. Now back up to Camden White on the right side. She drives in. Shots up. No good. Rebound put back up and good by Riley Darbro.
A little bit of the glass pass on that one.
Yeah. And they've extended the lead now to 11-6. Madeline Wilson gets the ball to the right side to Lexi Price. Price's three is up and no good. And They are ice cold from three-point range.
Yeah, they're just kind of settling. You know, Madeline Wilson's not really touched the ball all that many times.
And the ball down the court to Camden White. She tries to lay it up. Can't get it to go, but she's fouled. Foul is going to be on Maggie Peters, her second. Free throw is up and good. Grace Welch back in the game for Chase County. Second free throw is up and good. Camden White now with 4 points. Jenna Thompson back in the game for Addison, and in the game for Madison is Bailey Benjamin. Ava Wilson gets it across the timeline. Left side it goes to Neff. Neff gives it back up to Madeline Wilson. Left side to Neff. Neff gets it up to Ava Wilson, who launches a three. No good. Rebound goes long, and it goes to Madison. Kayla Luthy with it up top. Ball goes to the right side to Molly Daniels for three. Good! That's a Cody Thurston Land Agent three. Experience the Midwest Land Group difference and largest lead of the night for Madison as they lead 16-6. It's a 9-0 run by the Madison Lady Bulldogs. And Madeline Wilson launches a three. No good. They are settling for three. And a foul on the rebound is going to go against, oh, they're going to say a jump ball. It will go to Madison. And, Michael, you are right. They're just settling for three.
Yeah, 0 for 9 from long distance. So they're really not even wanting to attack down low.
And Madison gets the ball to the left side, Molly Daniels. Daniels gets it for Kaylin Luby. Luby gets it inside, has the ball stolen. Right, here's Madeline Wilson with it. Gets it across the timeline. Stop, thought about the three, gets it to Ava. Ava, got to come back outside. Good job defensively that time by Bailey Benjamin. Now up to Madeline Wilson. Madeline picks up her dribble, gives the ball to Natalie Neff. Right side it goes to Ava Wilson. Ava goes off the screen, gets it to Natalie Neff. Natalie Neff for three, no good. And a foul on the rebound. But those are good. I would say Neff's looks have been good looks.
Yeah, absolutely. They've had open looks, but that's just that stingy man-to-man defense by Madison that's just really giving Chase County fits. They're 0 for 10 from three. You know, and this Madison team, you know, over the last six games, or the last four games, 18 points a game defensively is what
wow.
they've been giving up.
Wow.
And we gave up 8 to SEC on Friday, but those 42-25, I believe, was the final score against Mission Valley.
Free throw is up and good.
29-19 to Crest. So,
yeah.
If that defense can hold on, obviously, if they can finish this one off, maybe become a 6 seed.
Yeah.
Get a rematch with Crest.
Mm-hmm.
And have a chance to go to state.
And free throw is up and no good. Rebounded by Madeline Wilson. And for some
inadvertent
reason.
Whistle.
Yeah.
Inadvertent horn.
Yeah.
Dallas Thompson not here tonight.
No. They got the backup.
They got the backup. Can't quite see who that might be.
A couple of the Madison kids just kind of looked over and chuckled. Now the ball goes inside to get it in. Shot is up by Grace Welch and no good, but she's fouled. That's what they should be doing almost
every single time is they have to hit the post.
Foul is going to be on Riley Darborough. That is her second. That is the second team foul on Madison and Grace Welch at the free throw line. Free throw is up and no good.
It's the first free throw attempts tonight for Chase County.
And back in the game is Sadie Albert. And free throw is up and good by Grace Welch. First point broke a 10-0 run there by Madison. 17-7 Madison with the lead. 3:45 to go here in the third, in the first half. Albert gets it up to Luthy. Moving, gets the ball right side to Daniels. Daniels thought about the three, but decided not to. Gets it back up to Luthy. Luthy gets it in. Now they go right side to Daniels for three. No good. Rebound and pulled down by Chase County. And on that rebound, that was Hadley Holloway. Now Ava Wilson drives baseline. She's going to go out of bounds. Good defense that time by Bailey Benjamin. Not giving up the baseline.
But that is only the first turnover for Chase County in this second quarter. Five turnovers overall for the game. They just unable to hit some shots, though.
Yeah. Now the ball, they get it in underneath. Back it goes. Now over the left side to Benjamin. Benjamin gets it to Camden White. Camden White can't handle the pass. Natalie Neff has it on the break. She tries to get it over the other side, but Wilson picks it up late and jumpers up and good. Madeline Wilson's like, okay, you give me the ball right here, I'll take it. She's got six. Now they get the ball left. It's got the lead to 17-9, 2:35 to go here in the first half. Kaylin Luthy with the ball for Madison. Gets the ball right side to Camden White. White gets it in underneath to Sadie Albert, who had the ball blocked and basically stripped away by Madeline Wilson. Wilson drives down the right side, gives it off to Ava Wilson. Now it goes off a screen. Now they get it back up top, right side to Ava. Ava gets it into Madeline. Madeline gets a shot off and good.
Able to knock that down over a triple team. Madison defense is collapsing on her when she hits that block, but strong enough to still knock down the shot.
Yeah, she's like, no problem. Now they get Madison gets the ball inside. They get it into Jenna Thompson. Shots up, no good. Rebound put back up and good by Sadie Albert. Albert with six. And the lead goes back up to 19-11. 1:40 to go here in the first half. Ball right side. Madeline Wilson gives it back out. Natalie Neff for three. No good. Rebound to Chase County. To Madison. And the ball goes to the right side. Sadie Albert. Albert is going to get a timeout called by Madison coach Brett Downs, and we'll just keep it right here. 1:23 to go in the first half, 19-11. 19-11, Madison with the lead. Want to remind everybody, did your favorite athlete have a great game that we should know about? Nominate them to be the KVOE Athlete of the Week. Go online at kvoe.com/athlete and tell us what your athlete did to help their team win this week. Send us a photo and then listen Monday mornings on 750 AM Sportscast on 1400 AM, 96.9 FM KVOE and Country 101.7. And on KVOE's Monday Morning Quarterback beginning at 11:06 to hear that week's Athlete of the Week. Seniors who are the Athlete of the Week are qualified to be the KVOE Athlete of the Year and win a college scholarship at the end of the school year. Nominate your athlete today at kvoe.com/athlete. That's kvoe.com/athlete. Brought to you by MT Networks. For fast, reliable, high-speed internet, go to mtnetworks.com for more information. Yeah, I was able to read that with slower pace than sometimes.
Yeah. Sometimes it's tough to get all that in a short amount of time. But
definitely want to thank the folks for MT Networks for helping sponsor that. We know that they've been active in this community down here in Madison for decades.
Yeah, and another active community ship is the Madison Lions Club.
Yes.
This Saturday, Souter Center, 7 to 11 a.m., their annual Pancake Day.
All right.
That's Saturday, February 21st, Madison Lions Club.
We're going to get a foul on the inbounds play. They're going to get it on Jenna Thompson. We're basically an illegal screen or push, and Coach Daniels goes, yeah. So Chase County can end this half with a little bit of a run here. They get the ball to Madeline Wilson at the free throw line. Right side it goes to Ava Wilson. Ava, spin move, picks up the dribble, gives it back out to Natalie Neff. Natalie Neff for three, no good. And rebound two. Madison. We've seen Natalie Neff. She's a good three-point shooter. She's just off tonight. Now they got the ball on the right side to Jenna Thompson. Jenna gives it over to Kaylin Luthy. Luthi, 50 seconds to go here in the first half. Dribbles over the left side. Now gets in the paint. Dishes it underneath. Sadie Albert, layup, good. Boy, the seniors act like they've done that a few times.
Playing really good, confident ball here.
Sends the lead to 21-11. Chase County with the ball. They get the ball right side, Natalie Neff. Neff gives it to Ava Wilson, whose free throw line jumper is up and good. Ava with her first 2 points of the night. 15 seconds to go. Madison wanting to go for the last shot. Ball goes in the corner. Going to be out of bounds. Kaylin Luthi caught the ball out of bounds. That did not please Coach Daniels.
No, they haven't. You know, that it seems like when they're on, they're on. But when they have not committed baskets, it does not look pretty.
Now, Ava Wilson gets it up to Madeline Wilson. Madeline Wilson gets a jumper off. It's no good. That does it for the first half. And at the end of the first half, it is Madison 21, Chase County 13. We'll be back with the Longmine Auto Plaza halftime show. Longmine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia, driven by longmineauto.com on Mix 104.9 FM.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Wagner Automotive General Service. For complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics, your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison. Rayburn Heating and Cooling, Hamilton. For service or installation, they respond quickly to your needs. Good luck to the Bulldogs. And by Seamers Construction. Quality construction at a reasonable price. They can build it or repair it. Call Jonathan Seamers at 620-412-3614.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by Harrison Body Shop in Madison. For restoration, insurance claims, painting, and glass installation, it's Harrison Body Shop. Free estimates by the Madison Alumni Association. They back the Bulldogs. Come out and support their MHS student athletes every step of the way. And by MT Networks, now offering wireless internet to their friends in Lebo. And for Madison's only fiber to the home internet provider offering up to 1 gig speeds, contact MT Networks.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by USD 243 Lebo Waverly, committed to excellence in and out of the classroom. They're here for you. Nextech Wireless, proud to invest in Kansas communities. Stop in your local Nextech Wireless to see what they can do to support all your wireless needs. Nextech Wireless, working for Kansas because they are Kansas. And Plumbing by Spellman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, servicing Emporia and surrounding communities for generations.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. Jam Smucker's Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made at Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. Citizen State Bank, take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. And by Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by Network Computer Solutions, empowering your IT success since 1996. Visit onncs.com to learn more. By Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger, it's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. And by Annette Taylor at Salon Mirage. From cuts and perms to manicures and massages, contact Annette for an appointment by calling or texting 620-344-4197.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by Melissa Herdman. Kirk and Cobb Realtors wishing all the athletes good luck. Happy to help with any real estate needs. Radcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. And Moon Tile and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck.
At Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia, we're kicking off our President's Day sale now. Great savings on new Chevy models. Chevy owners get a 2026 Chevy Silverado 1500 Crew Cab RST model and get $8,000 total savings off MSRP. Trade in your current Chevy and get a 2025 Chevy Equinox RS model and save over $3,200 off MSRP. Hurry in to get presidential savings today at Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia. Visit us 24/7 at longmontauto.com. Chevy, together, let's drive. Prices plus TT in it.
Welcome to the Longmont Auto Plaza halftime show, and at the half it is Madison 21, Chase County 13, and we have a score update from Braden Brown, a game that you can hear on 1400 AM 96.9 FM KBOE as the Emporia High Spartans are up at Washburn Rural tonight, and Washburn Rural leads in the girls 27-8 at the half. Let's give you a rundown of the stats for this game. Stats are brought to you by GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 620-344-0661. And a balanced attack for Madison, but it is led by 8 points from Sadie Albert. They've got 4 from Camden White, 3 points from Riley Darborough and Molly Daniels, 2 points from Kaylin Luthy, and 1 point from Bailey Benjamin. While for Chase County, they got 8 points from Madeline Wilson, 2 from Ava Wilson, 2 from Maggie Peters, and 1 from Grace Welch. And Michael, how did the team stats look?
Yeah, team stats, Madison, 6 out of 17 inside, 1 out of 4 from long range, 6 out of 9 from the foul line. They out-rebound Chase County 17-13. Madison commits 6 turnovers to Chase County's 5. Chase County 1 out of 2 from the foul line. 0 for 12 from long range.
I think you're just predicting maybe the first shot.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, boy. But yeah. 0 for 12 and then 6 out of 14 inside. They've had some spurts where it seems like, hey, maybe we want to work it down in the low post. And they boom, 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 have 3 straight makes. Yeah. And then they're like, okay, let's go back to your old ways. And then they start missing shots again. And then they hit 3 straight shots. So that's kind of been their runs, you know, in that first 16 minutes of play.
If you're Coach Brett Daniels, how thrilled are you with Madison right now?
I think you have to be. Obviously, there was a few plays that obviously has to stand out. And he's most certainly talking about. But they've played exceptionally well. But just what a difference, a night and day difference, Chase County looks from what we saw on Friday to what we see tonight. And obviously, I think it's impacted by Lene Raines being unavailable tonight.
Because Lene Raines is kind of that spark plug, and she's the one that kind of gets them going. Madeline's a great player, but Lene can kind of be that, give me the ball, I'm going to create something, or I'm going to get a steal. It's kind of one of those, you like to call her a pest when she's out there on the court, but that's a complimentary term because she's everywhere. And right now they are missing that from her. We hope she's getting better. You know, she's a lot of the flu's been going around to a lot of the schools right now, and so hopefully she's better. And then Madison, just keep doing what you're doing, right? I mean, keep plugging away.
But if you're Chase County, you have to hit your posts. You've settled for some outside shots. They're not falling.
Yeah.
And they may not fall tonight.
Yeah.
But when Wilson has touched the ball from the elbow to the block, she's almost been automatic.
Yes, she has. She has. Well, that's, once again, at the half, it is Madison 21, Chase County 13. We'll wrap up the Longmont Auto Plaza halftime show and be back with the second half on Mix 104.9 FM.
At Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia, we're kicking off our President's Day sale now. Great savings on new Chevy models. Chevy owners get a 2026 Chevy Silverado 1500 Crew Cab RST model and get $8,000 total savings off MSRP. Trade in your current Chevy and get a 2025 Chevy Equinox RS model and save over $3,200 off MSRP. Hurry in to get presidential savings today at Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia. Visit us 24/7 at longmontauto.com. Chevy, together, let's drive. Prices plus TT&L.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Perriott, your local Farm Bureau agent. He gets you the right coverage at the right time. Perriott Farm Bureau at 2606 West 12th in Emporia. TWS Inc. Dumpster Rental. Need it hauled off? Get yourself a roll-off. By USD 252, Southern Lyon County, Opie Hartford and Neosho Rapids, Prideful Schools and Communities. And by Clark Carpet and Tile, where quality makes a difference.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. By Miller Granite Memorials, providing memorials of distinctive design, including granite, bronze, and marble. Check out one of their locations in Emporia, Lebo, Iola, Ottawa, or east of Marysville, Kansas. And by USD 386 Madison Virgil. Good luck to the Madison basketball teams this season. Go Dogs!
Area High School Basketball brought to you by the City of Cottonwood Falls. A proud supporter of Chase County student athletes and coaches and commends them for their hard work on and off the court. Let's go Bulldogs! Brown Bennett Alexander Funeral Home, serving families of the Flint Hills, wishing the Bulldogs team success this season. Nate and Gwen Rundy, owners. And Chase County USD 284, supporting their students in academics and athletics. Join them on a journey to success.
We have a halftime score from Eureka as Lebo Lady Wolves lead the Eureka Tornadoes 18 to 15 at the half. And Michael, that's kind of a wow score.
I would say that's a wow, given the limited amount of time I've seen Eureka play, but they've looked exceptionally well in the games I saw.
Oh, and the Osage City Lady Indians, 40 to 13 over Holton at the half.
Cruising.
Yeah, yeah. Chase County with the ball going right to left across your radio dial. They get the ball to the right side to Price. Price gives it back up to Ava Wilson's free throw line. Jumper's up, no good. Rebound, it's going to be a tie up there. And it goes over to Madison. That was actually a good look by Ava Wilson.
Yeah, good luck, just unable to finish.
Chase County with their original starting lineup of Lexi Price, Dakota Phillips, Maggie Peters, Ava Wilson, and Madeline Wilson. While Madison going with Bailey Benjamin, Jenna Thompson, Sadie Albert, Kaylin Luvey, and Camden White. Madison going left to right across your radio dial. They get the ball left side to Kaylin Luvey. Kaylin gets the ball, tries to get the ball to Sadie Albert, but the ball is stolen by Dakota Phillips. Phillips dribbles down on the right side, layup good by Ava Wilson, and that's the first fast break opportunity that they've had tonight.
Yeah, first point in transition, that's something that really attacked Waverly on Friday night.
That cuts the lead to 21-15. Camden White with it, gets the ball to Sadie Albert. Albert back up to White. White gives it to Bailey Benjamin. Benjamin. Right side to Luvey. Luvey gets it in underneath. Ball knocked away by Madeline Wilson. That's out of bounds off of Chase County. And don't want to jinx it, but Camden Luvey did a nice job of staying foul free after picking up those quick two.
Yeah, that was early in the second quarter. Or in the first quarter.
Bounce pass stolen by Madeline Wilson. Wilson drives, lays it up. Good. And a quick 4-0 run by Chase County, cuts the lead in half to 21-17. Now, Madison gets the ball in the baseline. It goes to Albert. Albert gives it back up to White. White goes to the left side to Luvey. Luvey goes to the left corner to Thompson. Thompson has the ball stolen by Ava Wilson. Ava Wilson on the break. Ava Wilson tries to dish it off the left side. The ball knocked out of bounds. And Molly Daniels back in the game replacing Bailey Benjamin, because that could have easily been a layup on the other end, but turnover by Chase County on underneath their basket.
And Madison's looked a little flat here in the first 90 seconds. Mm-hmm. Three turnovers, but it's the defensive pressure by Chase County kind of ramping up into a 1-3-1 zone.
Yeah, and the ball almost stolen by Ava Wilson. Ava Wilson definitely coming out being much more aggressive from the top. I think they had a little talking to at halftime. Inbounds pass comes into Kaylin Luvey. Luby gets the ball right side to Daniels. Daniels gets it back up. Ball stolen now. Lexi Price with it. Misses it out to Phillips. Phillips to Ava Wilson. Ava Wilson goes left side. They get it in underneath the mound of Wilson, and she's going to be fouled. All of a sudden, a lot of pep in the step for Chase County.
And Clayton Happy used nearly all 10 minutes of that halftime locker room.
And a foul was on Bailey Benjamin. Chase County, now we're going to get a timeout called by Coach Happy. Let's see. We'll just keep it right here. So it'll be a 30-second timeout. And yeah, Michael, just you can tell they have come out with a little bit more fire.
And then some. And then some. So they're doing exceptionally well. Of course, we'll have Madison on Friday with Linden. Linden taking on Waverly tonight. Mm-hmm. The other games we have not mentioned, Mission Valley, Burlingame, Harrington, Northern Heights, West Franklin, Meredithine Valley, and then a boys-only affair, Hartford and Center. As Hartford, with the injuries that they have had and just the lack of participation, they have canceled the rest of their season, unfortunately. So,
yes.
And then Nemahal Central at Opie. So, plethora of good games throughout the area tonight.
Yeah.
The last game that will count towards sub-state seedings for most of these teams.
Now they get the ball inside. The ball knocked away. They tried to get it in to Ava Wilson. Ball was knocked away, and Madison with the basketball. They get it across the timeline. And now they get to Daniels. Daniels gets the left corner to Albert. Albert gets it back up. Has the ball stolen away. Ava Wilson with it. Ava Wilson on the break. It's going to have the ball knocked away by Kaylin Luthy. Good hustle by Kaylin Luthy to get back there and prevent that layup. Five turnovers this quarter by Masson. Ball goes into Lexi Price. Price gives it back up to Madeline Wilson. Madeline, spin move, shot up off the glass. No good. Gets her own rebound. Thought about going back up. Ball's going to be tied up between her and Bailey. Oh, foul on, looks like on Bailey Benjamin. That'll be number two on Bailey Benjamin. Number three this quarter on Madison. Inbound pass comes into Madeline Wilson. She stops. Now tries to get it over the other side. Ball tipped by Camden White, and then was tipped by Maggie Peters. And Maggie Peters was going the other way.
Yeah, she wasn't even looking at the official. Wasn't even looking at what the foul call was. Made it easy for the officials to overrule.
Yeah. And now Kaylin Luby gets the ball left side. Now they dish it right side to Molly Daniels. Daniels picks up the dribble, gives it back up top. Now they get it in underneath to Camden White. Camden White gets it back and gets it over to the right side to Sadie Albert. Albert being closely guarded out there by Dakota Phillips. Gives the ball down to Daniels. Now they get it left side to Camden White. Jumpers no good. Rebound pulled down by Chase County. Here they come with it.
That was the first shot attempt in the third quarter. Roughly 3 minutes gone by for Madison.
Really good defense being put on by Chase County right now. Ball goes to the right side to Price. Price gives it the left side to Phillips. Phillips gets it to Madeline Wilson. Madeline Wilson takes the baseline, gives it back out to Ava. Ava launches a three, and it is no good. Three-pointers are just not falling for him tonight. Ball saved inbounds, but to Kaylin Luby. Luby on the break. Dishes it left side to Camden White. And White's going to be fouled by... They're going to get that foul on Madeline Wilson. I do believe that is just Madeline's first personal. And, oh, number two. Number two. That's why we look up at the board. Kaylin Luby said.
We hope that's right.
Yes, yes, yes.
We hope the board
if they,
is
if
right.
They, if they come to us, though, for the officials, it's like, hey. Now another steal by Masson. Daniels gives it off to Luby. Luby across the timeline. Gets the ball in the right corner. It goes. Now they get it back up. Phillips gives it over to Luthy. Luthy in the left side to Camden White. Back up to Luthy. Luthy gets the ball almost stolen away, but Daniels has it. And driving baseline is going to be, that's going to be number three on Maggie Peters. Yeah, if they ever came up to me and said, are you the official book? I'd be like, no.
I've had a few. Earlier this season, I had the official book for Opie be wrong on some points, and an administrator called and said, what did you have for points? And I think they took my individual scoring.
Uh-oh. Madison with the lead, 21-17, 3:40 to go here in the third quarter. Ball almost goes to the left side, but Naomi Peters is now in the game, knocks it away. Can't, but Madison's still with us. Sadie Albert goes to the left side. Now they swing it in the corner to Camden White for three. No good. Going to be out of bounds because it went off the top of the backboard. Little off. Everybody's
Coach
a little
Daniels
off.
Thought it hit the backboard, but they were saying it hit the goal support system.
Yep. And now ball goes to the left side. Gets the ball down to Naomi Peters. Now they get it up. They're driving in the right side, dishes it off the right side. Now back up. Left side it goes to Phillips. Phillips gets it up to Ava Wilson. Ava, now they get the ball to Madeline Wilson, top of the key at the free throw line. Gets the ball left side. Ava Wilson for three. Shots up, no good. And that similar type thing.
Say, if they don't call that one when it blatantly hits the shot clock, look out.
Yes, yes, yes. Again, though. Michael, when you look down there, Madeline Wilson was telling them where to throw the ball to.
Yeah, she was dictating that offense, but Madison still struggling, trying to get something going.
Kaylin Moody drives in, shot up, good. The first 2 points of the quarter for Madison extends their lead back to six at 23-17. Now left side it goes, now they get the ball back up. Right side it goes to Natalie Neff. Neff gives it up to Ava Wilson. Wilson right side to Neff. Neff launches a three. Shots up no good. Rebound comes long to Dakota Phillips. Now they get the ball back up to Ava Wilson. Right side it goes to Neff. Neff to Ava Wilson for three. No good. They're bound to hit one of these.
You'd think the law of averages would start to work in their favor, but now 0 out of 16 for the contest.
And then they drive baseline. Shots going to be blown. Oh, they're going to get a foul on Madeline Wilson. Oh, that'll be number three on Madeline. I don't know what she did that time.
Yeah, but give credit to Sadie Albert
for
the aggressiveness.
Yeah.
Let it be in the official's hands to call something.
Sadie Albert's free throw is up and no good. Yeah, so if you don't call it, then the other side gets upset with you.
But if you just settle for a baseline fadeaway jumper, nothing's called.
Yeah.
You see that way too many times in high school sports, kid.
They do. Albert with her hits her second free throw. She's got nine. Extends the lead to 24-17. So it was an eight-point lead to start. Now they've got down to four, but it's gradually creeped back up. Right side, Natalie now. Gets the ball up to Ava Wilson. Ava Wilson gets inside. Shots up, no good, but she is fouled.
You can hear it up here, Ken. That was a good call.
Yeah, no argument. No. No, do. Foul is on Camden White. Her first at the free throw line. It's Ava Wilson. Free throws are no good. I think Coach Happy's got to be going, is there a lid on this basket?
They've been struggling. That's only their third attempt from the foul line.
But their outside shots have been. The second free throw is up and no good. Rebound to Madison.
And that's something historically we've kind of seen as, visiting teams somewhat struggle in this gym. Well, I don't know if it's just the backdrop or what the case might be, but visitors, the rim's not too kind to them.
Well, even Coach Happy talked about that pregame. As Kaylin Luthy drives baseline, she's going to be fouled by Naomi Peters. And he did talk about how this is one of the tougher gyms to play in. Free throw is up and no good. By the way, this is a great gym. Kayla Moody with her second free throw is up and good. The lead's back up to 8, 25-17, 1:27 to go here in the third. Ball goes to the right side to Neff. Neff gets it back up to Wilson. Wilson gets it over to Phillips. Down in the corner goes to Maggie Peters. Shots up no good, and she's fouled. Good look.